Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open,
my door's always open
to dreamers and friends.
Dreamers and friends.
Oh, when I'm attacked,
oh, oh, oh,
I protect and defend, because my name is America.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance, and the magnificent job that they are doing promoting our project called the Micro Schools. Now more than ever, and after just what went on this past week, with the changing to, or maybe the redescription of Title IX and allowing men to be in women's locker rooms, pretend women, I call them. They're not, to me, they are men who are more perverted than in need of a sex change, hanging out in women's locker rooms to see what they can see is such a scary thing. If I had children in school right now, they'd never be in a public school. They'd never. And what happened is, it's not just public school, folks. Any minute your school that your child is attending takes a grant from the federal government, these rules go in place. They are not fooling, and they will get the tranny Nazis after you. And this is a very serious thing. You do not want your daughters subject to this atrocity that is happening, as they are erasing women. The only thing that they care about women is go have an abortion, go kill your baby. That's all they care about. They're not interested in the health and well-being of a woman, because if they were, they certainly would not put these rules in place. And unfortunately, that's just the beginning, because their real goal is to separate the people, divide us into groups. So instead of paying attention to what's happening in the world, we begin fighting each other. And that's exactly what we're doing. And that is a sad, sad thing for me to see. The amount of people that fight each other when we should be turning our sights to our real enemies. And this is so obvious to see what the Chinese are doing, what the United Nations is doing. And it is a horrible thing to see the manipulation and the propaganda and the people buying into it. So what we have going on in the world today, I learned a long time ago. And one of the teachers that I had was a book that I read by a wonderful gentleman by the name of Trevor Loudon, who is fortunately our guest today. And he wrote a book called The Enemies Within. And that book sadly described what we're experiencing today. So Trevor, we were talking about this before. I wish you were wrong, but thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, well I wish I was wrong too, Karen, but you know, we got to face reality. We're in a revolution right now. It's been directed from overseas, China in particular. And it's been played out through the White House, through the union movement, a whole bunch of ways, through the radical gay movement, the transgender movement. All of this is revolutionary stuff. And I hope all those schools out there who are taking government grants realize there's nothing for free. You take government grants and you've got a communist government like we have now, you'll be made to enforce their dictates. So rethink your government grants, please.
Absolutely. And I see a big problem coming up at the end of May, and that's called the WHO, the World Health Organization Treaty, where the United Nations would be able to rule the world in claiming what is a pandemic, what is what the world should be doing when they declare a pandemic or an emergency, even going so far as saying a climate emergency affects your health. So they will be horrific. What do you think about that?
Look, it's not, as you say, it's a health emergency. This is guns in America is a health emergency. Transphobia is a health emergency. Racism is a health emergency. So what you're getting at there, Karen, is the World Health Organization is set to grab the powers to become the sole arbiter of the correct response during the next health emergency or pandemic, whether that is a disease or a condition or just politics they don't like. The most of the countries of the world have already signed up, I believe, and America is about to sign up under Joe Biden to give the World Health Authority complete control over our response. Like, you know, during COVID, they dictated a lot, but still America could make its own decisions. Still different states had some degree of autonomy. All of that would be gone under these protocols. Your health, our response, vaccination, inoculations, lockdowns, you know, all of these things would be dictated not from your local county or your local state, but from Geneva and ultimately from Beijing. So it's a critical thing.
So what you're saying is if they decide that businesses should close and churches should close and everybody should wear a mask, everybody must get the vaccine and then carry a vaccine passport, that would be coming out of the WHO, not our own government?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is most countries have already signed up to this protocol. This would be the greatest power grab in human history. This would be the biggest. And I want to talk about just who actually runs World Health Organization because and would be in control, because that would be, this is even more shocking when you realize who would actually implement this stuff.
Okay, so please share who.
Well, okay.
So who controls the who?
Yeah, okay. There's two people I want to focus on specifically. Well, the first one a lot of us know about already, that's Mr. Tedros of Ethiopia, who's the Director General of the World Health Organization. So Mr. Tedros is not even a doctor. He is an academic from Ethiopia, part of Ethiopia's government. But more than that, he was a leader of Ethiopia's Maoist pro-Chinese Communist Party. So he is a Chinese communist who was put in place specifically by Communist China. They engineered that he would get that job. They lobbied for him. He has been extremely friendly to Communist China since. He goes there all the time. He follows their protocols. He is essentially China's agent in the World Health Organization. So giving control of the World Health Organization, giving Americans response to a pandemic control to Tedros is giving it basically to Communist China. That is what it's going to do.
So why is Biden so high on doing this?
Well, because Biden is China's man. You know, Biden has been working. Look, in 2000, we hear all about the Hunter Biden stuff. But it's way deeper than that. In 2001, see, Biden started working in the interest of the Russians in about 1972, the Iranians about 1978. And he, as early as 2001, he offered to the Chinese to help the Chinese negotiate trade deals with the United States, not to help United States negotiate trade deals with China, but to help China negotiate with us. Everything he is doing, from border policy to the handover of Afghanistan to the Chinese, to the weakening of the US military, to the allowing of China to basically pillage our economy, all of this is under Chinese guidance. He is China's man in the White House. If he was put in place by China to destroy the US middle class, to destroy our borders, to destroy our military, to allow the Chinese to pillage our economy and steal our secrets, to allow the Chinese to take over Hollywood, our education system, whatever. You tell me what he'd be doing differently than he has, because everything he's done has been in the interests of China. But I want to talk about the other person in the World Health Organization that's even scarier than Tedros.
There's another one?
Yes, well, there is. You know, we've all heard of Cass Sunstein, who was one of Obama's czars, and he was all about, well, he was, for a while, he was head of the health of the World Health Organization's, what are they called? Compliance unit. It's the unit that is tasked with getting us to comply, you know, to get us, you know, so we will comply with the mandates. We will do what they tell us. And it's staffed by social psychologists and psychiatrists. Their job is to message, put the messaging out there, and instill enough fear in the population that we will do what we are told. So you got the actual enforcement mechanism, which will come through the World Health Organization, backed up by the Chinese and the United Nations. But you've got the psychological unit, which is going to drive us into such a state of fear that we'll gladly accept the vaccines or the lockdowns, whatever. Now, that is headed now by a woman called Susan Mickey. Now, she's British, right? And she was one of the key advisors with Boris Johnson's COVID lockdown response. And she was the one who told us that we may have to wear masks for the rest of our lives. They called her the mask Nazi in Britain. But worse than that, in the Communist Party of Britain, which she's been a member of for 60 years, she was known as Stalin's nanny because she was so extreme in the Communist Party. She was called a tanky because she supported the tanks going into Czechoslovakia in 1968 that the Soviets used to crush the Prague Spring. That was too much for even some communists, but she was hardline on the side of the Soviet Union suppression of the freedom of the Czech people and the murder of many Czechs. So she was a tanky, but she is a social psychologist. She's part of the zero COVID program, which means she will not countenance anything to do with, you know, herd immunity or ivermectin or anything. She is completely following the Chinese mass line, which is lockdowns, vaccines, and masking. That's it. And she has worked for the Chinese government on smoking cessation programs. She's attended psychological conferences in communist Cuba. She is a hardline communist social psychologist. And if the next pandemic is declared, her and Tedros and Xi Jinping will be running the response worldwide.
And her name again is?
Susan Mickey, M-I-C-H-I-E. Look her up on Wikipedia. You know, she is communist, British communist royalty. Like if communists have royal families, certain families that are just super communist, where the whole family is communist, leading Communist Party member, that's Susan Mickey. That's her.
For everybody to remember, Cass Sunstein, he worked in the Obama administration, and he was what we call the nudge man.
The nudger, nudging us in the right direction. Well, Susan Mickey will be the shove woman.
Okay, now that fits together. And he's married, isn't he married to Samantha Powers?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And
who is one of the key figures now in the Biden administration.
Right. So if you don't think Obama has his tentacles in the Biden administration, he may not be there physically, but his minions certainly are. And That's scary in of itself.
Look, the three leaders, I say, well, look, the leaders of America right now are Barack Obama, Susan Power, Su Susan R I mean Susan Rice, probably Valerie Jarrett and Xi Jinping. This protocol that Biden wants to sign us up to will increase the power of Xi Jinping and this cabal over every single thing we do. Everything. And it's a treaty, but it's not even going through the US Senate. This is a power grab, a massive power grab.
Now, you just mentioned Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah.
Valerie Jarrett brings in the Muslim Islamist connection. So have the Islamists joined together with the Marxist communists?
Well, look, we are seeing this on our streets every day. All these protests over Israel right now, it's all communists and Islamists working together, the red-green axis. But just going back to Valerie Jarrett, she's got that side of her, but her family was Chicago Communist Party royalty. Her grandfather was involved with the Communist Party. Her father was involved with the Communist Party. Her husband was involved in the Communist Party, as were most of her family. And they were directly connected, many of them, with a man called Frank Marshall Davis, who was a Chicago communist in the 40s, who then went out to Hawaii and mentored a young man called Barack Obama. So Barack Obama came back to Chicago and was then mentored and nurtured by the same communist group that had mentored Frank Marshall Davis. That is why he was connected to Valerie Jarrett. She's always been his minder, but on the red-green axis, as we say, the alliance between communism and Islam, that is the whole movement that we now see trying to bring Israel down. This comes out of Iran with help from Russia and China. It is completely orchestrated on our streets. We're seeing Communist Party USA and Workers' World Party work together with Students for Justice in Palestine, Muslim Student Association, Council on American Islamic Relations. They are all completely working together. Their goal is to bring down Israel and bring down the United States. And they're going to create merry hell on our soil. Before the election, and if Trump gets elected, they will explode in the days after he's elected.
Oh, I could not agree more. I think the Summer of Love was just a trial run of what we are looking forward to, if we want to say that. And anybody that does not prepare right now, please prepare because it is coming. And you're so right. Why are they so afraid of Trump?
And I just want to say, I don't want to discourage people from voting for Trump. I'm saying, but be prepared because they're going to create merry hell, especially in that lame duck period when when Biden is voted out, but he's still in power for 2 months. That's when the streets are going to, explode. And so you got to get your medicines. You got to have three or 4 months worth of medicine. You got to get a generator, get store food. How are you going to survive for 3 months if the power goes out? All of these things you've got to be thinking about. And as I say, not to discourage you for voting for the president, because we got to get through that period of turmoil, because what lies on the other side is a free America. But we got to acknowledge our enemies are going to create chaos as much as they can to try and bring the new president down. So I'm just telling people that, so they, as you say, they can be prepared. But they hate Trump because, like Nixon was sold the scam by Kissinger, who was almost certainly a Soviet agent, that the way to beat communism was to draw China into America's orbit, split China away from the Soviet Union. And we could make a lot of money by sending our industries to China. We could send our businesses to China, our steel production to China, all this. And we'll use their economy, and we'll use their lack of labor laws to make lots of money. And China and America will become friends. and freeze out the Soviet Union. This was what Nixon was sold. And every president since has bought into this to some degree, that we should be friends with China. And China has used that to basically virtually destroy this country, virtually gut this country economically, indoctrinate our kids, kill our kids with fentanyl, whatever. And President Trump was the only one who went against that narrative, the only one who upset the Chinese apple cart. There was a speech recently by a Chinese, top Chinese academic in Renmin University. He talked about how China controlled Wall Street, but then Trump came along and destroyed that. But it's all right, because now that Biden's in, we've got our control back. You know, they hated Trump. They absolutely despised him. And they did the pandemic. They did the Black Lives Matter, which was a Chinese operation. They did the response to the pandemic. All the states where the unions locked down the economy and the politicians locked down everything else. That was all the states with the most Chinese influence had the worst lockdowns. And then they stole the elections. So they know if it's either Trump or them. Trump will destroy the CCP if he's given another term. They have to destroy Trump. That's their goal.
And they are doing a fabulous job of trying to do that, which is why
they're trying.
They are, as my mom used to say, yes, they're very trying.
Very trying, yeah, extremely trying.
Extremely trying. And this is their goal. I believe they have learned very well from the past, because the fentanyl, to me, was just their answer to the opium wars, which the British did to them. So
yeah,
China
and they
doesn't
justify
forget.
They'll justify it on that those grounds. But, you know, we're losing 60, 80, 100,000 young people every year, not even just young people, through fentanyl. Now, those are 80,000 people who are never going to serve in the US military. So the Chinese make tons of money weakening our society, destroying our families, destroying our military recruitment. Of course, we're going to have trouble recruiting for the military. The people are dying. And then Biden has made the military so woke and enforced the vaccine mandates again, so good people didn't even want to join anyway. So all of this, we got to understand, we're at war with China and its allies now. We're in World War III now. It's been fought in every way but kinetic. Every way but kinetic. And so we got one more shot to turn this around. We got to make sure we win this election. Everybody should be working full time in this election.
In the couple of minutes that we have left, tell everyone there where we can find you. And don't go away, folks, because Trevor has agreed to stay for part two. So please tell everyone where they can find you and your incredible books.
Well, thanks so much, Karen. TrevorLoudon.com, LOUDON, TrevorLoudon.com. You get my stuff on Amazon as well, but you don't want to give Jeff Bezos money when you can get a signed, personally autographed book from me by going through my website for the same cost. So, yeah, TrevorLoudon.com. I've got books, White House Reds, which is about Biden's communist background, security risk senators, exposing a whole bunch of U.S. communist U.S. senators, House Un-Americans, exposing Congress members, and Enemies Within the Church, the movie that exposes the Marxist infiltration of the evangelical churches.
Yes, and that movie, folks, is on YouTube, and I would suggest that you
No,
see
it's not
it.
On YouTube.
Oh, it's not.
No, heck no. No, Enemies Within is on YouTube, Enemies Within the Church. You can get a pay-per-view, or you can get hard copies through my website.
Oh, okay. Well, folks, see Enemies from Within, because that's the eye-opener. That is the one that should be front and center, so that you have a background of what we're facing. Because if you don't understand the enemy, then it's very difficult to fight them. You got to understand who you're fighting. You got to know your enemy, and they are all around us. Don't go away, folks. This is Karen Schoen. You are listening to the Prism of America's Workers Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Folks, don't forget to try those delicious Heal Right bars. You can find them on the AmericaOutloud.news website. And if you put in the keyword out loud, you'll get a 20% discount. Now, what are those bars and what do? Well, they help your metabolic health, and they are effective and delicious, and they work without any additional dieting or any lifestyle changes, which to me is always great. So I have one for breakfast every morning. It is delicious, and I am fit for the rest of the day. And guess what else? I have also lost some weight, which is always a good thing. So try them and let me know how you're doing, because I find that they work. And that's the most important thing. We will have part two with Trevor Loudon in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the AmericaOutloud.news network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance, and their push to get our kids out of those public indoctrination clinics masquerading as public schools. But it's more than that, too. Let's take a look a little bit about what's going on in Colombia and the horrific response that I have been seeing. Biden went out and he said that the anti-Semitism must stop and it's unconscionable and dangerous and they should stop attacking the Jews. Well, Colombia has always had a very deep-rooted seating in the Marxists, in the communists. Between World War I and II, when the communists came from Germany because Hitler threw them out of Germany and they came to America, they were welcomed with open arms to go to Columbia University. Well, if you bring communists into a university, do we think we're going to have communist kids coming out? And I believe that that's what's happening right now. I've asked Trevor to join me again, and he has agreed, and thank you so much. You wrote two phenomenal books, one about the criminals in the House and the other about the criminals in the Senate. And many of them are Columbia graduates. So am I on the right track when you teach communism?
But you're right. You know, the communists really established themselves at Columbia and the Teachers College, of course, in the 20s and 30s. But that virus is spread all over the country now. You know, that's everywhere. But Columbia's still obviously a center. But yeah, well, the books are written. There's two books in. It's called Security Risk Senators, and each book profiles 15 currently serving U.S. senators with their Marxist communist connections, and that's everybody from Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff in Georgia to Patty Murray and Patricia Cantwell and Maria Cantwell in Washington State to Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy in Connecticut. So what I do is I do a deep dive into the communist backgrounds of these people. We're in a revolution and these people are leading it. And the second series is House Un-Americans, the Florida book is being released in the next day or two. But the first two books deal with California, Connecticut, Colorado, Alabama, Illinois, etc. So it's all alphabetical. So the books are the deepest dive into the communist penetration of our Senate and Congress that has ever been done, ever. You know, I'm profiling over 90 Congress members and 30 senators who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus, but they are running the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, and they are working for our enemies. They're working for China, Iran, and other enemies to bring us down, and my books expose that.
Okay, so these people are not only in our Congress, but they are also in the alphabet agencies as well.
Yeah, correct? The deep state, which really comes, was really originally came out of Russia and now China as well. The deep state is foreign, and the deep state, the enemies have been penetrating our three-letter agencies, our government departments, the FBI, the Justice Department, even the Agriculture Department, and the Education Department for many, many years. But this went into overdrive under Obama. That's the biggest legacy of Obama, is the thousands of enemy agents he allowed to penetrate and promoted into our bureaucracies to completely flip them from being servants of America to enemies of America. And that is how we had the Justice Department and the FBI actually working against a sitting president in favor of our enemies, because Obama appointed enough bad people into these agencies that they're now working against America, not for America.
Yeah, we saw that, a lot of it, under Trump, when Congress was actually stopping a lot of the policies that he was trying to put in place, and people were scratching their head and saying, wait a minute, I thought this was a Congress that was supposed to work with him. And yet we had a Paul Ryan that actually did more harm than good, and he might as well have been on Nancy Pelosi's team.
Well, you had Mitch McConnell, who's doing exactly the same, and he was on Nancy Pelosi's team. Well, you know, Mitch McConnell's family has made billions trading with China. You know, he's married to a Taiwanese national whose family got fat and rich off communist China. And he did everything he could to sabotage MAGA, everything he could to sabotage Trump. You know, if he was a directly paid Chinese agent, I don't know how he would have behaved differently. But see, Ratcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said 3 years ago, he said the Chinese own so many Congress members now, they can determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't. So we shouldn't be interpreting these things as stupidity, these decisions as stupidity. This is malicious anti-American stuff being directed by our enemies. You know, one example, you know, Afghanistan. People say the debacle of Afghanistan. How could Biden have been so stupid as to withdraw American troops and leave Bagram Air Base and $800 billion worth of technology and all of America's friends? How could he have been so stupid? Well, you're stupid to think that was stupidity. You know, Biden handed communist China one of the world's greatest treasure houses of rare earth minerals. He handed them the largest airbase in the world and handed them $800 billion worth of our military technology for them to reverse engineer. And, you know, China, if they wanted to attack India, which they do, had to go through an American base in Afghanistan. And if they wanted to attack the Pacific or the West Coast of America, which they do, they had a big problem with an American base on their western flank. Well, they don't have that now. They've got everything they wanted. If that was stupidity, you know, that's beyond stupidity. That was deliberate treason, absolutely deliberate treason.
You're absolutely right. And the open border deal is all part of the same plan, would it not be?
Look, one of the things, Well, the open borders is for two reasons, both communist related. But one of the things I am told is that during the fall of Afghanistan, the Taliban, which works for China, captured the technology for making real US military IDs. But that's all right, because those IDs are probably now coming back across the US border in the pocket, in the rucksacks of the thousands of Chinese military age nationals that have been found coming across the border in recent months. These people are not coming to go to Vegas. They are here to disrupt, to assassinate, to sabotage, to cause chaos should a shooting war break out with China, or to help with the riots that are going to happen this summer, and the riots will happen when Trump is reelected. So, yeah, look, if Biden was just stupid, wouldn't he make and I'm not talking about just Biden, it's the people around him. But if they were not if they were just stupid, wouldn't they make a mistake in our favor once in a blue moon?
Yes, you're right.
You know, just occasionally make a mistake right. That actually benefited us. Everything they do benefits China and hurts America. Everything from shutting down our energy industry, which is completely orchestrated by the Chinese, to the indoctrination in schools, to the open borders. The open border regime was started by the communists originally to bring lots and lots, millions more Democrats across the border. Now it's that plus actual kinetic enemies who will blow up dams, blow up power stations, assassinate local officials, sabotage military operations. All of that's coming because Biden has allowed it.
That's not amazing, folks, if you understand anything that has to do with history, because that's the way they work. Well, they will infiltrate.
But this is Occam's razor. You know, what's the simplest explanation is usually the truest. That's Occam's datum, Occam's razor. What's the simplest explanation? Biden, who has a history with the Chinese going back more than 20 years, whose son is deeply compromised by the Chinese, and he himself is deeply compromised, is doing a whole bunch of things that are hurting Americans and helping China. What is the simplest explanation here? Is the simplest explanation this is stupidity, or is this deliberate?
Oh, it's deliberate. There is no other explanation. It is absolutely deliberate. And this is, okay, so now that we know all of this is going on, what do you recommend that we do? Because just saying elect Trump, that's not going to be the answer. There are things that have to be done by we the people if we're going to do anything to save our country. And voting to me is not the end, it's the beginning. So what can we do?
Look. I think this is ultimately a spiritual battle, in that, this isn't Republican versus Democrat. It's not even America versus China. This is God versus Satan, and I believe America was a covenant nation. You know, this great nation was formed in a sort of partnership, a covenant between God and the people, and God's always going to do his bit. But I think it's fair to say that the people haven't been doing their bit for the last 50 years, at least. And we're suffering the consequences. We have allowed the corruption to get in, which has given the Chinese and other enemies a foothold. So we've got to get ourselves right. We've got to clean ourselves up morally. But we've got to start taking control of our local communities, our local school boards, our county commissions. Clean out the corruption. We've got to fortify our local areas. We've got to, every church should have a gathering of the men and elders to sort out what are we going to do when trouble starts. How do we liaise with the local sheriff? Who's got the guns? Who has got military experience? Who has food supplies? Who has doctor skills? Who has all of the, so each community is protected as it can be. You know, who's got generators? Who's got all the things that can get us through an emergency? Then we have to be absolutely working in this presidential election to make sure that Trump wins. And look, the left, I read their stuff. They've almost given up on winning. Okay, we think, you know, that all the cheating and that they're going to just cheat. A lot of that is to demoralize us. They actually don't have the control over the elections that some of us think they do. And so we have to be, they're trying to bluff us out. So we have to be all involved, because this is what I say. We are going to need miracles to get out of this. But in the book of Revelations, and we're going to get a little bit theological here. In the book of Revelations, there's a chapter at the end of the people who go to hell, lists of people who go to hell. And the very first two groups are the cowards and the faithless. So if God hates those who are cowardly and faithless, it tells me that he probably likes people who are faithful and courageous, and that the everything from Gideon's army to David versus Goliath to the American founding fathers who took on the world's greatest military empire, sustained by their faith and courage alone, you know, tells me that if we are brave and we are faithful and we stand up and tell the truth, I think some miracles will happen. Things will happen that we've never expected. I think Trump's election in 2016 was a miracle. But how many people had to work their butts off to make it happen over years and years and years to set the stage for it? So we all got to be involved. Every one of us should be phone banking, door knocking, every one of us. And if he can't do it, if you don't have a candidate in your state, everyone should be involved in the campaign, electing conservative Congress members, conservative state reps. We've got to basically get rid of the rhinos, push the Democrats way, way back, because the Democratic Party's been taken over by the communists now. And the rhinos are working with China to a large degree as well. So we've got to elect a lot of conservatives. But that's, as you say, the first step. We've got to take over our school boards and throw out the communist curriculum, put a Hillsdale College curriculum in, a homeschooling curriculum in, you know, stand down the teachers' unions, get them out of the schools. They're the biggest child molesters in the country. You know, we've got to take education back. You know, in some ways, the COVID did us a favor, because millions of Americans finally got to see what is being taught in our schools. Now horrified, which is why we've seen the Moms for Liberty groups working like crazy to take our education system back. And there's been a lot of successes. But we got to pressure President Trump, abolish the Department of Education, you know, all of this, ban ESG, ban all these affirmative action and socialist programs and all the colleges, you know, you close half the colleges and turn them into trade schools. You know, there's all these things we can do, but the first step is to clean ourselves up, get right with God, and take back the country with this upcoming election. That's the first step in saving America. But if we fail in any of those steps, we're wasting our time even thinking about carrying on.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And that starts in your local community. So you've got to
take control of where you can take control.
Yes.
Because that pleases God. And this is the thing we've got to understand. It's not just Trump. We're all made in the image of God. Every one of us counts. Is it better to be a man of great talent and misuse them and only use half of what you have? Or do you think God is more pleased by people with modest talents who use them 100%? What do you think is going to save this country? Every single one of us, what we do counts here.
Yes, and remember, God helps those who help themselves.
Absolutely. That's not just a hokey saying. That is how the world works.
It sure is. Well, one of the things that I think everyone should do, write this one down, folks, is go to the Sovereignty Coalition, and that is Sovereignty Coalition, COALITION.org. That is a website that I found that is devoted to exposing the WHO that we were just talking about in the first segment, and get your organization and yourself to sign the petition, because right now we need numbers, and that's the only thing that the criminals in our Senate understand is numbers. So if we can put numbers on the books, call your senator and tell them no way, no how, sign that treaty. And then when they sign it, which they will, make sure those people are not elected to office, because we have a bad habit. We say, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, but my guy is good. No, your guy is not good. If they go along with this, they are not good. And they need to go.
This is cowardice. If they do this, this is cowardice. Cowardice is proof that you have no faith. If you've got faith, you'll be courageous. These are cowards. And we got to understand sin. We get punished for our sins, but sin isn't just doing bad stuff. Sin is not doing what is right when you're required to. Sin is not helping your neighbor. Sin is not helping somebody in distress. Sin is not standing up for your country when it needs it. That's a sin. And we will be held accountable for that. And those politicians will be held accountable. And better for them that we make them accountable than let them away with it and they be held accountable later.
And even if your state has a law that says we're not going to teach communism, that doesn't mean that it doesn't filter through the curricula and the textbooks. So look, pay attention to your school boards, because that's where it starts. I have never met a child that came out of the womb that said, I hate Jews, I hate Blacks. It's a learned thing. Hate is something you learn.
Look, and congratulations to Ron DeSantis for implementing that, and that's great. But look, my boy was in high school in Florida in a very conservative area, and the books he brought back, geography, history, were pure communism. His homework was pure communism. So, yes, it's great to teach the dangers of communism, but you got to actually throw out all the communist curriculum, because just about the woodshop is just about communists. But the geography, the history, the social studies, the English and all this is all infused with communism. Absolutely. Well, global warming, this and whatever, it's all full of it.
Take a look. We have been going through the textbooks, but they change a word here and there. So take a look at the textbooks that are in your school and do a deep dive on a couple of the authors. And when you see that the majority of the authors write papers espousing how wonderful communism is, then why are we giving our kids those books? Because the subliminal messaging, the hidden messages, you have no idea what the teacher is saying. And once that gets filtered through, it's very hard to dispel it, because I learned it in school and my teacher told me, and I was taught that the teacher is always right. So the teacher is not right, the school is not right, and that's up to us. It's our taxes, it's our country. And if we give our power to the communists, guess what? They're going to take it. And they've been doing a great job of that. Trevor, tell everyone where they can find you. Your books are so incredible and people need to get a hold of them, and you need to see what's going on, because as I said before, it is not affirmative action has hit every single aspect of American government. Our country is being run by a bunch of drones that can do nothing other than be bobbleheads after they are bought off for some reason or another. And I feel affirmative action graduates are running our military, they're running our businesses, they're running our agencies, and it's up to us to clean house. So tell everyone where they can find you.
Well, thanks so much, Karen. Yeah, just trevorloudon.com. Loudon is Loudon, Loudon, trevorloudon.com. I've got seven books there at the moment, and two DVDs about the Marxists and Islamists in our government, in our Congress, in our Senate. Joe Biden's radical background, all of this. This is, if you're in a war, the first thing you got to do is know your enemy.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing. And most of us don't know our enemy. Most of our conservative politicians have no idea what we're fighting here. Even today, they see all these unrelated, they see the open border, the transgender movement, the dumbing down of schools. They don't understand them as a cohesive plan to degrade and destroy this country. And I make the case in my books that that is indeed the case.
Right. And as I say, constantly, everything is connected. There are no coincidences. Everything has a plan, and all of the plans are based on lies. And if you can remember those four sentences, then you can understand what's going on, because each agency depends on each other agency. And Obama, in his parting gift, merged many of the intelligence agencies together so they could work together. And what do we have? We have a FISA bill that says you can spy on Americans. Well, we're at the end of our show today, folks, and thank you all for listening, and hopefully you will be back again next week, but you have homework. Sign up on sovereigntycoalition.org. Get yourself immersed in what the WHO is all about, and make sure that on May 27th, when the final vote comes into play, that your representative, that you, not representative, your senator, it goes through the Senate, it's a treaty, that your senator knows how you feel. And this should never even be a situation that we should be involved in. And by the way, take it to your governor and tell them the Constitution is very clear. Health belongs to the people in the states. It does not belong with the federal government, and certainly not with the United Nations. Folks, have a wonderful week. This is Karen Schoen. You've been listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Go FLCA.org and make sure that you get your kids out of those public schools. Have a wonderful week. Sign up on Sovereignty Coalition and talk to your legislators. Thank you all for listening.